Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
We're going to go to Laois now because an investigation is underway there this morning following the death of a man in a very well-known hotel in the county last night. Stephen Miller is owner and managing editor of Laois Today and is on the line. Stephen, thanks for joining us. So what can you tell us now about what is known about this death?
I suppose, thanks for having me, Claire, first of all. But I suppose late last night, we got sort of rumblings that there was an incident of sorts around the Ballyfin Domain, which is about 10 miles from Port Laois in a very rural area, an absolutely high-end exclusive hotel. And it was confirmed sort of a short while later with a statement from the Gardaí that there was a man in his 60s found dead in Ballyfin. A hotel in North Laois is what they said initially. Now, Laois isn't a big county, and North Laois isn't a big county in the sense that we don't refer to areas of our county as north or south or west or whatever. It's not like Kerry or whatever. So there wouldn't be too many other hotels in that sort of area. So, so a man in his 60s found dead. The two men are known to each other. They're believed to be staying in the hotel and believed to have travelled from overseas in recent days. An incident room has been set up in Port Laois Garda Station, and there is a family liaison officer appointed to deal with the deceased family.
So this man in his 30s, who was with the man who was found dead, has been arrested, is that right?
He's arrested and is currently being held in Port Laois Garda Station. I believe he can be held for up to 24 hours, which would bring it up to this evening sometime.
Now, you mentioned that Ballyfin Domain is a very well-known hotel. It's a very exclusive hotel. It has won very many awards and has had very many famous visitors over the years.
Yeah, so it's absolutely five-star, exclusive, real top of the range stuff. Like, I think your starting prices for a one-night stay would be probably the very lowest would be about 1,600 euro. It would be a biggish local employer. It's very exclusive, like a helicopter pad on the grounds of the hotel. A lot of guests will travel in and out by helicopter. It wouldn't be your typical local hotel from the point of view that there wouldn't be local events held in it. It's very, very much high end. Former boarding school, it was a boarding school up until the mid 2000s, then underwent it closed at Ballyfin College. Many people would be familiar with it, mm-hmm. closed and emerged with a couple of other local schools. And it underwent like a massive 9-year sort of restoration project and was opened to guests in, I think, 2011. And it has welcomed some, very high profile celebrities over the years, including Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, who had their honeymoon there, I think, in 2013 or 2014. So it is a huge event. It would be a big local employer. You can go for dinner there. It is open to non-residents for dinner, which would be availed of by certain locals and that. But a big thing that they do every year, there's such a mystique about the facility or the hotel that there's sort of an open event in January or February every year where they host a fun run for the local Ballyfin GA club, and such is the sort of the intrigue about it that is absolutely oversubscribed with huge numbers, so way over and above what you would have for any similar event in a different area.
Right, okay, so it's a popular place and very high end. There must be a lot of shock then, Stephen, in the area today that this has happened.
Absolutely. Like Ballyfin, as I said, is a really, really rural area. It's about 10 miles from Port Laois. It's at the foot of the Slieve Blooms. Ballyfin, there will be a primary school, a church, a GA grounds. I don't think there's even a shop in Ballyfin. So it's a very small rural area. And absolute shock in Ballyfin and surrounding areas. As I said, Port Laois is only a couple of miles away. Mount Mellick is a couple of miles away. So huge shock in the area.
All right, Stephen, thank you for joining us from there. That's Stephen Miller from Laois Today. And once again, as I said, with Galway, if we get any update on that story in County Laois, we'll bring it to you too. Finding out more, though, next about Donald Trump's appointments to the White House.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.